Welcome to the services of the Lord's house for this, the first Sunday in Advent, at the beginning of the new church year. We open our worship this morning with the singing of our opening hymn, "Lift Up Your Heads, You Mighty Gates."
Greetings in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, December 1st, 2024 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Brian and Pam Featon and Robert Clem. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 341, "Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates." Hymn 341 found in the Lutheran service book. Casey and Sharon Jones are sponsoring the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in thanksgiving for His many blessings.
please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his only Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me.
Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way.
He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way.
All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. the Old Testament reading for this, the first Sunday in Advent, from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, beginning at the 14th verse. "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The catechetical review. In regards to the Lord's Prayer, what is the sixth petition?
"And lead us not into temptation."
What does this mean?
God tempts no one. We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory.
The epistle reading from 1 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. What thanksgiving can we return to God for you, for all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly night and day that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith? Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. When Jesus had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethpage in Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this: 'The Lord has need of it.'" So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they said, "The Lord has need of it." And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they sat Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated for the singing of our hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 348, "The King Shall Come When Morning Dawns," hymn 348 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
The sermon text this morning from today's gospel reading, the Gospel of St. Luke. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, there it is in those beginning words, Lord and Savior, the one for whom we are waiting and anticipating, looking forward to his second coming, his return in glory. And right there at the beginning of just about every sermon, we hear what we are assembled for. The grace of God, his free and unmerited favor bestowed upon us. God's mercy, his undeserved goodness towards us. That does not push us away, but instead draws us to himself. And glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. Right? What peace? What peace? The peace of sins forgiven, the peace of life everlasting bestowed upon us. All of this bestowed by the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to which all God's people say, Amen. Here is why we assemble together as a Christian people. We gather together to receive again the forgiveness of our sins, the forgiveness and life everlasting that flows from that forgiveness given by our God through Jesus of Nazareth, who is the Christ, who is the Messiah of God. And today we begin a new church year. Today we begin our rehearsing of the waiting and the anticipating of the appearing of the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And where do we start at? How do we start this? Where do we begin? We begin the church year with a flash forward to the end of Jesus' ministry on earth, right? We start the church year by looking at how things, I mean, it's kind of like a movie when you kind of start at the end and then they bring you back to the beginning and then return you to the end of the movie like that. We begin today at the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, and his disciples are following Jesus to the holy city. And it's not just the 12 who are with Jesus. The scripture tells us that the crowd grows and the crowd begins to grow steadily. As Jesus heads to the Jerusalem for the Passover celebration, he makes stops in Jericho, where he heals a blind man, returning his sight to him. And then in Bethany, he stops to visit with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And the people, knowing that Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead, they come out from Jerusalem, and they head out to Bethany where Jesus is, waiting to meet Jesus, who they had heard so many miracles about that he had done and the things that he has been preaching. The people, knowing these things, go out to meet Jesus. So likely here in this incident, you have the 12, then the 72. Remember, he had the 72 disciples he sent out to proclaim the good news and cast out demons tell the good news that the Messiah has come. They had returned to Jesus. Then you have these people coming out from Jerusalem, coming to meet Jesus as he is on his way into Jerusalem. And on top of that, they're traveled about, 2 miles from Jerusalem to Bethany, and then turn around with following Jesus from Bethany back to Jerusalem. And then we today are greeting Jesus. We are greeting Jesus at the beginning of the season of Advent. And the people in our text didn't know fully who it was that they were greeting. But you and I know very fully who it is that we are greeting this day. We know who Jesus is. And because we know who Jesus is, we are excited to meet him. Jesus is the Savior of the world. And we must travel back in time to the days when Adam and Eve walked the face of the earth and understand what is going on. We must travel back in time to the days when our first parents succumbed to the temptations of the devil. Satan, who is our enemy, the enemy of mankind, and after the fall into sin, after Adam and Eve rejected God and listened to the words of Satan, the relationship that we had with God, the relationship that humanity had with God was sundered. It was broken and into pieces. And it's a relationship that, you know, we were designed for, we were made for, to be in communion with the God who made us. And Adam and Eve pushed back on that, and they sundered that relationship in pieces. After the fall into sin, we who were made to walk together with God, made in the image and likeness of God, we who are the pinnacle of all of creation, were no longer in fellowship with our God. And what was God's response to this? Was it destruction? No, it was not. Did God choose to obliterate humanity and start over again? No, he did not choose to do that. Would he wipe out all of his creation? No, that's not it at all. God chose to set up a path through which we would be reconciled to him, and that through which we would have peace with him. He himself would redeem his people from their sins. And that's what all of this is about. That's why we assemble. That's why we are meeting together. That's why the people were coming out from Jerusalem to greet Jesus. He himself would redeem his people from their sins. This is what Advent is about. Advent rehearses for us the time of waiting. The time of waiting from Adam and Eve getting that promise of a Savior that would come to them. That God would send one who would strike, crush the serpent's head while the serpent would strike his heel. And he promised the Savior who would repair things. And the world had been waiting ever since the fall of Adam and Eve up until the time of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. And so the world is, and we're rehearsing that. That's what we're doing. We're remembering that. We're rehearsing that. We're walking through that yet again. This entire centuries of waiting that built up and anticipated the coming of the Lord. And this Lord is Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world. We now wait for the appearing of God's Messiah. So now we find Jesus on the scene. Jesus, who is the Savior of the world. He is the one who will reconcile the world to God the Father. He is the one who will pay for all of humanity's sins. And the people react to this. Jesus approaches Jerusalem in a display of his omniscience. He tells the disciples, go ahead into the next town. He tells two of them, and get a colt. A foal of a donkey, upon which no one has ever ridden. Untie it. And if anyone asks you what you're doing, if the owners ask you, what are you doing with this? Then you tell them, the Lord has need of it. And in his omniscience, in his divine omniscience, Jesus told them exactly what was going to happen. And when they went and got the donkey, that is exactly what had happened. The owners did question, and the disciples did say that the Lord has need of it, and they did let them go with that donkey. The scenario plays out just as Jesus told them, but why a donkey's colt? Zechariah had promised as much. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on the colt, the foal of a donkey. The young donkey announces a message. The young donkey announces the message that just Jesus, this king, is coming in peace. He is not riding a war horse. He is not riding to war and to battle. He is not coming to do battle with the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He comes to in peace to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, bringing this peace with him. And it's not the peace that the people think, for as yet they do not understand the mission of the Messiah. At this time, they think the Messiah is going to come to throw off the yoke of the Romans, to bring Israel back to international prominence and earthly glory. Jesus comes not as that kind of king, but Jesus comes as a Savior king. And nevertheless, the hosannas echo through the hills and the streets. Praise to God! Praise to God! Glory in the highest! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, as the people shout from Psalm 118. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We hail you, or we bless you from the house of the Lord. And as Luke records for us, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. We hear the echoes of the angels at Jesus' birth. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men upon whom his favor rests. all of this is flowing together. It's all coming together. The angels singing at Jesus' birth. The people praising Jesus as he enters into Jerusalem. They are disparate messages, but one and the same at the exact same time. The people not quite understanding yet what Jesus is coming to do, but the angels on his birth knowing full well what Jesus was going to do, that he was going to bring peace between humanity and God. And this is our why. This is our why of our meeting together. This is our why of coming to church. This is our why of what we do. It's not about an earthly kingdom. It is not about power. It is not about prestige. It is about peace. Peace between ourselves and God. Peace between heaven and earth. The advent of our King is about the forgiveness of our sins and life everlasting. It is about God our Father being reconciled to his rebellious creation. And what we do right now, this beginning this morning, is the yearly retelling of what has happened, the waiting, and the Savior is coming. It is the retelling of how creation is redeemed. It is the retelling of how we are made right with our Creator, God the Father. We tell and retell that it is the Son of God who took on the mantle of human flesh and blood to win for us the forgiveness of all of our sins. That at just the right time, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And in living and dying and in rising again, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Son of Mary, Jesus the Son of God, Jesus true God and true man, reconciled us to God the Father and brought peace to the heavenly realms. We wait for him now. Now we wait for his second coming. We wait for him to return and make all things new. We wait for him to bring us to the heavenly Jerusalem. We wait for Jesus, and while we wait, we tell. We tell and we retell of our reconciliation, what Jesus has done for us. And like the disciples headed into Jerusalem, we sing our hosannas and we sing our praises. Truly, we say, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now rise to confess our common Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed, after which we will continue with our prayers. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead in a life of the world to come.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord Jesus Christ, we humbly ask that you, who by your life, death, and resurrection redeemed us from our separation with the Father, be ever with us that through your Spirit we would repent of our sins, trust in you for forgiveness, and at the last come to life everlasting in the glories of the paradise prepared for those who rest their trust for redemption in your hands. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God and Father, we come before you giving thanks for those in our midst who have had surgeries. Receive the thanksgiving of Ron Goldhammer and his family for the successful surgery granted to him. And we ask that you would continue to see to Ron's health and recuperation. We also thank you for the surgery Donna McLaughlin received to alleviate her back pain. We ask that as Donna heals, the surgery would prove to be effective in granting the relief she so longs for. Please, dear God, answer the prayers of both Donna and Ron for a return to health and well-being. Answer those prayers, O Lord, with a yes, so that they may return to the activities of their daily lives. Lord, in your mercy. Dear God, in the creation of Adam and Eve, you gave to us the institution of marriage, and you blessed marriage with your Son's presence at the wedding feast in Cana. Receive the praises of Pastor and Jeanette Johnson as they yesterday celebrated their 39th wedding anniversary. As you have walked with them through the years, we pray that you would be their constant companion all of their days, so that they may see in one another a reflection of your love for the church. Continue to bless Pastor and Jeanette with more years to celebrate the love, their love for you and their love for one another. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Savior, as you prayed for those who persecuted you and who were your enemies, so too do we offer up prayers for those world leaders who see warfare as desirable and good. We ask that you would see fit to bring the leaders of terrorist organizations to cease their violence, and that nations would settle disputes peaceably. And Lord Jesus Christ, we also pray for those caught up in the grip of addiction, who not only live in tents around our town, but who also engage in thievery to support and feed their need for drugs. May such addicts come to a place of rock bottom and there find you willing to forgive their sin and to help them reform their lives. Please, O Lord, hinder wickedness and cause obedience to law and love of neighbor prevail among us. Lord, in your mercy. As we this day, O Christ, approach the table you have blessed for us, may we be strengthened in our faith in you and in our care and concern for one another, so that the bonds with the heavenly realm and our bonds with our neighbor be strengthened by your grace, to the end that we may remain in true faith unto life everlasting. All this we ask in your holy name. Amen. Please be seated for the reception of our gifts and offerings.
You've been sharing in the Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Plaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Plaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from ages 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
rise for the singing of the offertory. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers and deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same manner also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Please rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is hymn number 672, Jerusalem the Golden, hymn 672 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Please be seated. Just a couple of our extra announcements reiterating the announcement. 6:30 on Wednesday night is midweek Advent services. So I'll be here at the church 6:30 on Wednesday. The Lincoln Christmas Parade is this Thursday. We will be having a float in the parade if you'd like to walk and sing with the float. Walk down Wyatt Avenue around 6 p.m. That'll be the lineup time around 6 p.m. And find our float. You'll see all the regular faces. Hopefully I'll be there on time. Walk down Wyatt Avenue, find the float, and then walk the parade route with us. Everybody's invited to do that. There is no youth group today. And there is no, as far as I know, no Christmas program practice. We had a little episode of pilfering here at the church Thanksgiving night, I believe, maybe somewhere between 1 and 2 a.m. Somebody cut off the downspouts because they're copper on the alley side of the house and stole two of our downspouts. So instead of getting all belligerent about that, I decided to include that in our prayers for today for those people who are struggling with their addictions and supporting those addictions through thievery and stealing stuff from other folks. So I know based on the articles we've seen in the Springfield news and in our local news, there's been quite an uptick in theft and stealing in Lincoln. It is getting to be a problem. And we thank all of our law enforcement officers and everyone who works so hard. I know they're bound by Illinois law. They have to no bail laws. And so it's kind of a revolving door. But if you do hear something, yep, we got downspouts stolen, copper downspouts stolen. So the safety and security is we've got cameras up all over the place, and we do our best to get the information to law enforcement and let them handle it as best they can. So may the Lord bless all of you. May he bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
God.